Okay, so, we're going to go live right now. We're jamming on the jam, right?
We are indeed. And of course, we're hosting the amazing Kendi Ngonge Mahal. Hey, that name is, somebody asked me, is she even Kenyan? Gosh, like it just sounds so exotic.
Right.
And of course, Tim Arinaitwe on the guitar. Yeah. Welcome back. Y'all are not like strangers here.
No.
This is like your second home.
Yes.
So karibuni sana. So, but you're here in your own individual capacity.
Capacity.
Yes. Yeah. My own right.
Your own right. Yes. Not doing oohs for people.
So now you get the honor of being of answering this question as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Who are you?
That's usually the hardest question. Hard to, as hard as it is to believe. I'm Kendi. I'm a singer. I'm a lover of people, a lover of God, a lover of golden retrievers and cats too.
So you like dogs and cats?
Yes.
No, she said golden retrievers.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say dog.
She didn't say dogs.
What's a golden retriever?
It's a type of dog, but you see, cats, she didn't specify.
Oh, are there types of cats?
There are. Yeah.
No, not the wild ones. These are house cats. Which one? Tomcats and Tommies?
I'm not saying they're there.
Which ones?
Green eyes, red eyes. Black far, whitey far, sporty far,
Spotify.
Okay, so
you open the door, all the doors and windows, so we all walked in.
Yes.
Ah, yeah. So golden retrievers and cats.
Yes.
Ah, very well done.
Yes.
How did you start this journey of yours of loving golden retrievers and cats?
I will say how I started my journey of music.
Oh, thank you.
That's relevant.
Yes. Started when I was very young. Yeah. Your typical church girl. But for me, my mom used to sing in church, still does. And so instead of going to Sunday school, I'd go for my mom's rehearsals. And I'd just sit there and learn the songs with them. And that is how I found myself in the world of music.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So have you done a collab with mom yet?
Imagine I haven't. Apart from the house ones when, you know, your reverend uncle leaves the service after the visit.
Yes. I think that could be a something.
Right?
Yeah, and then the album will be called Golden Retrievers and Cats. I'm seeing it already. Guys will be like, what is this album about?
Right?
And just download it and pay you money because it's such a dope, crazy name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So we are doing a collab.
She's
with
listening. Mom, you've heard what Juna said.
Yeah, please.
It has to happen.
She'll come also the day you're launching.
the
golden retrievers.
And with bells.
For lovers of gold. Actually, for lovers of golden retrievers and cats.
Beautiful.
That is the title.
Beautiful.
That's a nice one.
Thank
well
you,
done,
Martin
June.
Karyuki.
It's never taken a year, but
yeah.
You have learned so quick. Well done. So, you know what?
Yes.
After that, after saying the way you started and that you sing so well, we'd like to hear.
All right.
Yeah, because some of us have heard before, but most of us have not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll sing you something called Nyumbani, one of my faves that I wrote a while back. I mean, election period is almost here with us, and it's just a song that asks all of us to, you know, desire great things for our country and to be better people where we can.
Here we lie. How long will tragedy order our lives? How long will we listen to this cry before we take a stand? Here we lie. How long will we waste precious time? You see, our youth is passing by. What have we done for our land? Now won't you look before your eyes and beyond your mind? This is a call to rise, to rise and to take your place. I want want a country where my dreams are safe and nothing can stop me. A land where peace and love abound in every heart. Let that be our language, let that be our song, that we will rise and see the beauty in this land where we belong. Oku ni home, ni home. This is nyumbani, nyumbani, nyumbani. Oku ni home, ni home. This is nyumbani, nyumbani, nyumbani. To the bridge. Home is what we make it, so let's be sure not to break it. See, if I wanna love this land, then I'm gonna have to stand and be the change I want to see. In the end, we'll see that we could have a home that's good for you and me. This is home. This is nyumbani, nyumbani, nyumbani. Huku ni home. This is nyumbani, nyumbani, nyumbani. Huku ni home, ni home. This is nyumbani, nyumbani, nyumbani. Huku ni home. This is nyumbani, nyumbani, nyumbani. It's home.
I don't know if you, do you understand now why we are jamming on the jam with, say it again in that Guinea accent again.
Gendi, Ngonge, Mo.
We are jamming on the jam on 98.4 Capital FM. June Gashui, Magic Karaoke is so honored. First of all, the guitar work guy. Aya.
Timothy.
And also the Ukuni Home. That's true.
Right.
That's a fantastic song. I love it.
Thank you.
Hey. So what inspired that? I know it's very timely.
Yeah.
You talked about, you know, with elections coming up,
yep,
and everything.
Yeah.
But I also think there's something more you could maybe speak to those who are listening.
Yeah.
You know, we talk here every day about, you know, who are we going to vote for.
Yeah.
Today we found out that there were 46 independent presidential aspirants, but only three are being spoken of.
Yeah.
And, you know, if any one of us was to make that short list, we probably wouldn't, right?
Mm-hmm,
to even
yeah.
be, like, approved. Timothy, can you be our president? Can you even be an aspirant right now? Yeah, that's my point. So 46
yeah.
people...
Yeah.
have been cleared, meaning they met the criteria, and we don't know who they are.
True.
So when you when you sing about Ukuni home,
yeah,
you know, what are we saying to people? Don't fight, don't elect, you know, thieves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I mean, I love what you've said, because I think sometimes it gets to that place where when it's time for athletics, you're so proud of your country. I'm like, yes, it's the Kenyan race and whatnot. But when it comes to other things, including politics and whatnot, there's not a lot to be proud of, unfortunately.
Mm.
But also realizing that we also have a part to play.
Mm.
Where we do, we ought to do our part. We ought to play our part and do our best.
Mm.
Because we can't ask for that which we're not doing ourselves.
Mm.
Yeah, we can't expect that which we're not doing ourselves.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was a cry for me in this song, that there can be a lot more to be proud of in our country, that as young people, always being called the leaders of tomorrow, then let's make sure that tomorrow is great.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Hapa
ni kama... Hata hakuna ya kuongeza.
Hakuna haja ya kuongeza maneno ingine. Mimi ni kama nataka kusikia wimbo mwingine.
Uh-huh.
Kama kunao. Is that a proper Swahili?
Who are you asking?
Kunao.
Kunao. Kama iko.
Kama iko. Kunao. Kunao wimbo mwingine.
Kunayo wimbo.
Kunao.
Muko na wimbo.
Tuna wimbo. Tuna wimbo. So there's a lovely song I love that was actually written by Timothy. And this song is 8. It's basically a very encouraging song. Just telling you, I mean, if you've fallen down even 7 times, get up on the 8th and keep going. I know you've been watching the dark sky, waiting for the clouds to pass by.
for the sun to shine down on your face, for the light to warm you in its embrace. Oh, hold on tight and don't you let go. Find the magic in the things you don't know. Don't you worry, 'cause that won't take you anywhere. You don't have to see it to know that it is there. Take a breath, no, it's not now or never. Take that step, next time you'll do it better. Nothing's lost as long as you remember. If you fall down 7 times straight, make sure you get up 8. Some will laugh when you move slow. They don't understand this is a bumpy road. Haraka haraka haina baraka is what you say. But haba na haba ujaza kibaba, yes that's the way. Oh, hold on tight and don't you let go. Find the beauty in the things that make you grow. Don't you worry, 'cause that won't take you anywhere. You don't have to see it to know that it is there. Take a breath, no, it's not now or never. Take that step, next time you'll do it better. Nothing's lost as long as you remember. If you fall down 7 times straight, make sure you get up 8. Take a breath, no, it's not now or never. Take that step, next time you'll do it better. Nothing's lost as long as you remember. If you fall down 7 times straight, make sure you get up 8.
Yay!
Yeah. Written by Timothy. Team began. I can write songs.
Team is a writer.
Hey, yeah. Great. Awesome. Yeah. Fall down. Did you fall down how many?
Seven times straight.
You know what?
Make sure you get up 8.
Aha. That's right. There
have you heard Impala?
Rhyme.
Yeah,
I hope they're listening. I really hope so. Guys, if you fall down 7 straight,
yes.
Get up 8.
But anyway, we're going to go into the business news.
Yeah.
Coming up right now. And also one, Duarte's Just Marquee says, your singing is so angelic. He loves it. Thank you so much for blessing him with that voice. I'm also here saying the same thing. That is fantastic. It's
angelic.
Brilliant.
The best mix of music.
Capital FM. On the jam with June Gashui and Martin Karaoke, yeah. On 98.4 Capital, yeah. FM. Karibuni sana. We are jamming on the jam with
Kedin Kongemo. So are we adding another name to this list? Moho ni nani?
Moho is the hearse bird.
The hearse bird.
You're my hearse bird. And he's listening. Hi, babe.
Hi, hearse bird.
Hey, Moho. On there.
K-N-E-M-A.
Yes.
I feel like I need to jump the gun.
Go ahead, jump it.
Yesterday when you were posting on your socials,
yes,
you were like, I have something exciting coming up.
Uh-huh.
I have something I need to talk about.
Yeah.
And I was over there going, yeah.
You are not sure.
What is it? What is it? What is it? With no voice.
So yes, tell us, what is this amazing? And you gave us two options.
Yes.
So first of all, Martin needs to meet Spiri Shiri. Do you know who that is?
No.
Please introduce her.
I don't know if Martin wants to meet Spiri Shiri.
Who is your Spiri?
Spiri. That's my alias.
Absolutely.
My alias.
You see the ones June just talked about, names that you cannot pronounce.
No, well, but Spiri Siri is so simple.
Yeah. In Moranga, it
she's
is.
A Swiri who is a Spiri.
Now, if you send it to Kisumu, problems.
Superior Swiri.
Superior Sweet. Anyway.
Swiri.
So, what's happening?
Yeah, so I'm basically working on releasing my first single. So it's not, yeah, the other option that people were picking on Instagram. Uh-huh. But yeah, really excited to put out my music. Because I've never done that before. I've just worked on a lot of stuff with other people, but I'm finally releasing a song.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think has made you wait to this opportune time?
I think my musical journey has been very interesting. It's not your conventional, you know, Kenyan artist.
Yeah.
And it's something I have fought for, mm-hmm. I have fought with, mm. and I have fought over. fought for because not many people understand when, oh my God, I mean, you're talented and you have this nice voice and you know all these great people. Why are you not putting out music? But for me, the biggest thing was getting to a point of peace. I wasn't going to do it because of pressure from people. Yeah. And so, I mean, and even as I'm releasing this first song, I'm definitely also fighting a lot of imposter syndrome, for example. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know what? This is the best that I have for now. And I'll put it out there and be late and under it. Yeah.
Kind of, literally.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, well done for getting to that place of peace. I totally agree.
Yeah.
I think too many things are done because of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, even I got asked last week. Mm-hmm. Ah, so now after excuse me. Yeah. It's all I could manage.
Yeah,
because I wanted them to sleep. So I just said, you will stop.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
I really think it's important to find that place.
Yeah.
You know, bigger artists who we've been listening to for years. I remember when Maxwell went quiet for 8 years, and guys were like,
"What's going on?"
Then he came back. We're like, "Even take 10 years next time. It's okay. It's okay." So yeah. I think
it's not easy to write songs.
It isn't.
Come up with it, produce,
yeah.
and then tour. You know, people forget.
Yeah.
You guys did a small tour of sorts last week. So
we did.
You feel how you're feeling.
Yeah. You feel how we are feeling.
You feel how we are feeling.
Imagine. And now when it's your own, it's your story, your own words, your own lyrics, your own like sort of baby project.
Yeah.
It's even more emotionally, you know, taxing.
Yeah.
So this project, before you go, what is it called?
So the song is called He's Got You.
He's Got You.
Yeah. Produced by the amazing David Hunter.
Who is tuned in.
Yay.
Good morning, David.
Oh, it's morning.
It is morning where he is. Yes. I'm Amukatusa.
This is the breakfast show for
Thanks for tuning in, bro.
Yeah, so the song is He's Got You. Mm-hmm. Just a little encouragement. Of course, with my church and Christian background, that's where this song came from. Just, you know, reminding people that God is there for you. And sometimes all you need is a nap.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not in the song, but just take a nap and get up and keep going.
And keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
So can we listen to that song now?
We play it.
Let's play it.
We play it live.
This is a high school Lucy.
We play it live or do we play it live?
No. We talked to the people in America. And we said, we just give them a kyonjo. Kyonjo. And you will not hear it anywhere else until she's ready to release it.
Right.
Isn't that true?
That's right.
Let's play it.
Yeah.
So we played.
Yes.
Exclusively on Capital. Exclusively.
On 98.4
Capital FM.
And we just introduce it. Introduce it yourself.
Okay. Coming right up, ladies and gentlemen. No, that's the wrong voice.
You're on the 19th floor of the CBD.
Okay.
Organize yourself.
Okay.
Take two.
Hi, guys. So coming up next is He's Got You by the amazing Kendi Nkange Moho.
You see now what happened.
What?
You'll get through it because he's got you. Tomorrow is a new day, a new day. It'll get better. You'll get through it because he's got you. Tomorrow is a new day, a new day. Sometimes it feels as though there's nothing working out.
Jamming on the Jam, June Kashui, Martin Karaoke, and of course,
Glory.
So, Martin, will you say it at any point?
No.
Because it will not sound so sweet.
If I try and say it right now, I think I can be slapped by someone. The candy, no. So it not the same, you know. There's no oomph to it.
All right.
There isn't any. But please, first, the oomph is here on the Twitter. Mm-hmm. Can we just like read out some of the comments, mm-hmm. as they are called, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So we have the first one from Waboi Mwagi. Sauti ya kutoa nyoka pangoni.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's like, I guess that's really wow, right?
Oh, thank you, Waboi.
Gravity Mziki says, huku ni home, nice jam. Listening in from Masaki.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. You heard what Nadwat said.
Yeah.
Your voice is angelic.
I'm so grateful.
Like Kijo, right? Yeah. And then a few other people here saying, time for jamming on the jam. Because there's no other way to wind up my AF day. Artists added to my list. Oh. Candy Conge.
Wow.
It's so good. Our boss, Danny Munyi, says, hey, that is a nice song. Many exclamation marks.
Thank you.
That's the one you just played, so he's got you.
Thank you.
So receive all the love. Oh, all the love from the Twitters.
I receive it with thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
May, just before we go into a song,
yes.
Mm-hmm. I just want to tell guys that if you are looking...
Exactly. Yes.
If say, June, stay with
me.
As in, you wanted to sing it to your physical nyumbani. Between the two of you, where would you build?
Did you say you buy a home?
Yeah.
It's a soundtrack.
Where you buy a home. So if you were to buy a home or build a home, what would be your ideal location in Kenya?
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Definitely the coastal area for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that breeze. And waking up and seeing the ocean.
Then the album would be called La Passion Gold Retrievers and
Cats and Oceans.
Timothy?
What? Man, I'd like somewhere cold, like Aberdares.
Cold.
Aberdares.
Yeah.
So you're going to build your home in the Aberdares.
Yeah.
Aberdare. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Because someone called NCBA, they said, you know what? We can sort you out. They have home loans that they can sort you out with.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. Their interest rate is only 11.9%. And it's a fixed rate for the first 3 years. So if you want to build your home in the Aberdares, mm-hmm. or you want to go and play with your cats and golden retrievers.
Yes.
By the
beach.
Coast. You're chilling somewhere in Kilifi or Diani. Mm-hmm. Everything rhymes in Coastal by the Malindi.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yes.
Just go talk to NCBA today. Or now all you have to do is SMS your name and email address to 16116. Visit your nearest NCBA branch or call 0711056444.
So whether I have, is this like, okay, I'm buying a house or mm-hmm. if I'm building a house also,
if, land,
if mm-hmm. I have land. Mm-hmm. So all of those options are open.
So they're offering 105% financing.
Okay.
So that's the main thing. If you need capital to build, talk to NCBA today. They'll sort you out. Go to your nearest NCBA branch and also tune in to Capital in the Morning for your chance to win some amazing hampers. I understand they look very nice.
The hampers. They look nice in the house.
Yeah. In your new house.
In my new house.
Yeah.
People need to own property. I think it's important to build something that is yours.
Mm. And speaking of owning property,
there's
something that it's very close to your heart.
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask Candy, finish.
Okuni
home. Your music.
Yes.
Do you own it?
I'm about to. I mean, starting with what you just played for us today.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't have June in your corner and not have your music ownership correct.
Imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And especially on the back of a lot of these conversations in the last, shall we say, 7 to 10 days.
I
had a moment where I was just like, me, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And then I had to remind myself why I do what I do.
Yeah.
Because some of the questions, some of the comments, some of the things that have been said in the last 7 days.
Yeah.
I've asked myself, who have I been talking to for the last 12 years?
Mm.
You know, because there's still some very basic things that you expect those in our industry to know or to understand, and they don't.
Yeah.
And so it just means we have to keep doing the work. We have to keep having the conversations.
Yep.
And people have to start listening.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Momeskia.
To
I hope mmesikia.
That is the nicest statement I can make after this. Mukinitafuta
promising anything. I love it.
Be sure.
Do you have one more track here?
Within you.
I think so.
Can we play one?
Why not?
Then come back and discuss how we can market and make money from this new song.
Mm. All right. Mm. All right. This one is a song by one of the most amazing singers that ever lived, India Arie.
I know exactly what you're thinking. I've had these thoughts a million times. I can see the question that's behind your eyes. Oh, you're searching for a peace of mind. Now listen up to this truth. You are me and I am you. Every one of us is worthy. Baby girl, worthy woman. Every one of us is worthy. I know your life, I felt your pain. I know your joys and your shames. Sometimes it feels like life walks over you, or like you're a penny on the ground. Either on the ground or in your purse, the smallest piece still holds its worth. Every one of us is worthy. Baby girl, worthy woman. Every one of us is worthy. Worthy of love, worthy of life. Worthy of saying no when something don't feel right. This is a song for you. Through all the ups and downs that life will put you through. Now listen up to this truth. You are me and I am you. Every one of us is worthy. Yeah. Baby girl, worthy woman. Every one of us is worthy. Baby girl, worthy woman. Every one of us is worthy. Yeah. Baby girl, worthy woman. Every one of us is worthy.
The messages today.
Yeah. Right. So you know it's possible, Mati. Yeah, I was going to ask, where are the songs about my pals? Oh, he dumped me. Oh, he married me. All those things. And I'm just serious because I feel like 90% of the songs that are written are about, like, you know, homo nini relationships. Mm-hmm. Hetero nini relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's so much more that we can talk about, that we can sing about.
Yeah.
So is that, are we not going to hear a love song from Candy?
You will hear a love song.
It's coming?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, but I think, it's, what do you think? You know, Martin, let me tell you the thing about Martin karaoke here.
Okay.
First of all, when he's quiet like this, it means he's completely mesmerized.
Oh,
normally, I'm Nigerian, Daniel Nibo. Yeah, even that Kahoma, I was about to hear, Mranga, Nini, Niyumbayangu, Nemoshie. But you didn't even hear.
Did you hear her? That's
what I'm saying.
No, I understand where the peer pressure.
You didn't even leave him a gap.
Let's sing again and sing with Martin.
I understand it now. I was actually writing down events that she should be a wedding here in Moranga, for a show for Uncle Bio, and also anytime I wake up, you sing a song.
I love it.
Breakfast music. And it's just your voice.
Oh, thank you, Martin.
My God. And then the thing about it, as I just want to say, is the people who come in here, the thing that just amazes me about musicians is, they sit down and talk about something for a minute. We do this song now. Ah, listen to this one. Then you sing it and perform it without, and you remember all the words.
Mm.
Remember all the keys. How? I don't even remember yesterday. It's shocking.
And it's beautiful.
It's fantastic.
And she sings from the heart.
Of heart.
Daniel?
Oh?
Let me, quick question. Yes. Any regrets on becoming an artist, a musician? And is there anything else you do apart from this?
Yes, I do a lot. Okay, well, one that's related to music, I lead worship. in various churches. I'm also a student, interestingly. I'll talk about that more in life later. But on the question of regrets, man, I've had many and at many points. And even beyond regrets, maybe points of frustration. It's interesting that I'm doing this interview with June today. So I studied law in school. And I have the most amazing African parents who always want the best for you. So it was a bit of a push and pull in terms of, I want to study music. No, don't study music. Music is a hobby. And I remember, you know how your folks send their friends to talk to you?
Yes.
And there was someone who came and told me, why don't you? You don't want to be like June Geshue.
Geshue.
She does her intellectual property and she's music is the hobby. So this is a full circle moment for me right here. But yeah, I mean, lots of frustrations when the music doesn't do what you need it to do,
yes,
including putting food on
food
the table.
On the table, yeah.
I mean, it's joyful and it's beautiful, but for our country, it needs to do more. Needs to do more. So, yeah.
Speaking of, what sort of events, as you know, as you're listing them, but what sort of events should, if I hear something, somebody wants someone to come and sing, or present something, what sort of events are you looking at doing in the end? You know, everyone has a dream. Everyone wants to go. There are people who want to do Glastonbury. There are people who want to go and perform.
Yeah.
In the, what's it called, that London Union of Arts, the theater.
Interestingly for me, one of my biggest ones was to get to sing for Nelson Mandela Live, but I would have loved to sing.
Oh, I thought you did it. Oh.
No.
Yeah, I did. The way she said, I did that.
I mean, no, I've been there, done that.
But he's listening. He listens to you every day. Like he's right there sitting next to God saying, well,
love it.
Oh, Nelson. I like how she performed.
Thank you, Nelson. I just want to say thank you, Nelson.
Nelson.
Yeah, another big dream I've always had since I was young was to sing for every African president. I love Africa. Then along the way, I was like, instead of singing for every African president, like going moja kwa moja, why can't there just be an all-Africa conference where they're all present and then I can sing to all of them? It's just an interesting dream of all
the next AfriCities.
Are you okay doing regional?
Because yes.
Why must there just be one concert?
I know. Like, should be many.
Yeah, and also in this room, there could be presidents.
I love
it. He's already going to submit his applications.
Previous
time.
And there'll be victory. But fantastic.
So if people wanted to hire you, what sort of things are you doing with your voice? I know you said you're leading worship. Do you perform anywhere else? I know you do concerts.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But I think it would be nice for those who are hearing you maybe for the first time to follow you
on socials,
tell them where everything is and how they can get in touch with you if they have a gig or something that they'd like you to perform at.
Yeah, so I do, I mean, all kinds of gigs, graduations, birthday parties. Sometimes people just want to have someone come and sing for them on a Sunday afternoon. Always down for that. You know, birthday parties, weddings, you name it. So just find me on my socials, Kendi Nkonge Mohol or Kendi Nkonge. You can reach me via my email, nkongekendi@gmail.com. Na tuta wasiriana.
It's a good deal.
Yoni mzuri, ata harusi, naroda shio tunafanya.
Yes.
Na ata relaxed Sunday afternoon. Watu numesikia hiyo?
Relaxed Sunday afternoon.
Relax is the key word.
Relaxed.
Just like.
Weo unanyamasa ya naiba. Are we together?
Sorry.
I know, it sounds foreign, but you sit down, you keep quiet, and the music carries you. Just listen.
The part you lost me was
keep quiet. I know. I saw the
time. No, you can sing along.
No, we can't.
Can we try?
No. Yeah, we can try. We'll do one just now. But I wanted to ask you one final question about your songwriting approach. Because I think everybody has. Do you play an instrument?
I used to play the guitar.
The guitar.
Actually, I just
so
really.
Do you find you riacha too? But you still could if you were to hold this now.
A few chords,
beautiful things will come out. Not like
I don't
if
know
I
if it's beautiful.
Musical.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you find that you write because words come, or do you listen to an instrumental sort of melody and then words come?
Good question. It's interesting. I actually started writing with Tim. Mm-hmm. For Njora, actually, yes. For his poetry events. Yes. And so for me, I'd find it easier to listen to a melody first, okay, or an instrumental first, yeah, and then have like a theme and then write
around
over that. That, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's similar to mine.
So what did you, what to, if the theme was Martin and and surviving Impala's like defeat, mm-hmm, what would that song sound like?
A sad one.
A sad one. No, just like two bars for him. Just
no cuts and golden shivers.
That is being
she's
thrown
in the process right
under
now.
The bus.
Anything that comes to you, Tim?
Okay.
Don't cry, Martin. Don't cry. Hold yourself.
Oh, Martin. Oh, Martin. Come down, Martin. Yes, you can do it, Martin. I said, keep quiet, Martin. Just calm down, Martin. Oh, Martin. Oh, Martin. Brought to you by.
It's a problem.
See, it's possible. It's possible to calm down.
But we need to talk to Impala directly. So please.
Impala.
Hey. Yeah. Thank you.
What's the matter?
Yeah, what's the matter?
Just try.
Score try.
Sing, Jun, sing. Score a try.
Or 12.
Why don't you win?
We need you to play better.
Please win.
This Saturday and Sunday.
So the rest of the world.
So that I don't lose my voice again.
Doesn't have to listen to Martin. Oh, Martin.
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 Impala.
Martin.
Impala. You make me feel so sad sometimes. But I love you guys. Love the Impala.
I love it.
Love it, guys. That was fantastic. Just a quick one. Have you ever lost your voice and how did you treat it?
Good question. Okay, we are dying here. Oh my God, Martin, Ginger. Listen, Ginger, yeah.
Let me give
okay,
you context
go ahead.
For that.
Go ahead.
Martin loses his voice every
all the
week.
Time.
It starts on Friday night and then he loses it up to Monday evening.
How do you keep it like Martin. This? How do you?
Ginger works for me.
Ginger.
But hydrating. With water.
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 So how do you take your ginger though?
I like boil it in water. Mm-hmm. I don't even need honey. I like that.
The bitterness.
Yes.
Have you tried slicing ginger and just chewing it?
Yes. That too. Yes. That too.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Ginger. Yeah,
it is magical.
Yeah.
It is magical.
Is it like an antibacterial whatever as well?
Fumigation. Immediately now.
Thank you so much for coming through. By the way, that
thank
was
you guys.
So awesome.
Yeah,
guys.
Tim Ari Nightway on guitar and of course Kendi Nkonge Maho.
Thank you guys. This was so amazing. And you guys do such an awesome job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you want to send any shout outs?
Yes. I'd love to shout out my family.
Yeah.
I know my brother is listening.
Yeah.
Kina, my mom.
Yeah.
I also know D is listening from very far away, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. Just all my friends. I had shouted out people on Instagram and whatnot. So thank you guys for tuning in.
Yay.
Yeah.
And thanks for saying yes.
Yes.
We've had to reschedule this one like a couple of times. So I'm so happy
thank
we managed
you.
To,
I know.
To make it work.
Mm.
Yes.
The voice is angelic. Like Jolie.
I feel like we have time for like a chorus. Just a chorus.
A chorus.
Anything.
Yeah.
What's your favorite
away?
Song? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, I was going to do the other one again.
No, do it again.
That one. Yeah.
You'll get through it. Because he's got you. Tomorrow is a new day, it'll get better. You'll get through it. Because he's got you. Tomorrow is a new day, it'll get better. You'll get through it. Because he's got you. Tomorrow is a new day, it'll get better. You'll get through it. Because he's got you. Tomorrow is new day, it'll get better.
Yo!
Yeah!
Coming soon.
Thank you so much. That was so awesome. That
Thank
was fantastic.
You.
Shout out to El. Elik Lemayan. It's because of the L after the R.
Oh, Lemayan.
It's like, oh, he's losing it. That Martin song needs to go to Disney pronto.
Got you.
Whatever happens, we're going to have a play.
Noted.
Impala wins. Woo, Disney. Thanks, Mandy. But yeah, thank you so much for coming through. Jamming on the jam with
Kendi Nkonge Mo.
Oh, hey,